EU negotiators have major reservations on May's Chequers agreement, notably about how it could avoid disruption on the Irish border or unpicking Europe's single market, questions chief EU negotiator Michel Barnier will raise with a new Brexit secretary, Dominic Raab, later today. The leaders of European member states have avoided going public with criticism that was met with previous Brexit proposals, a strategy that reflects recognition that May's Chequers agreement offers a more realistic starting point for talks on trade and partly a will to not undermine what may be May's best chance to create order in her cabinet. In relation to this, one EU official stated that May's white paper shows a new recognition of trade-offs between rights and obligations. It's a clear sign that the cake-and-eat-it approach is off, referring to Brussels' view of previous British efforts to keep access to EU markets while exiting the Union's legal structures. Another involved in the process said the EU did not want to stir things up for May while she wrestles opposing wings of the Conservative Party. Brussels is waiting to see if she can impose order and use that as her basis to come closer to EU demands. Political campaigner for the Vote Leave campaign, Michael Swadling, disagreed with these views and told Sputnik that the Prime Minister's white paper is a betrayal of the British people.
If the new Brexit secretary carries on the same plan that really Number 10 has been running, which is to give in, retreat, fall back every time the EU asks for something, I don't think it is significant because, you know, there's not a negotiation, there's a surrender, and they're trying to hedge what they can get away with to the British people while still really remaining in the EU. In terms of the no deal, I'm tempted to say that looks like the most likely outcome, and I think that's good. That's what we voted for. We voted to leave the EU. It's a pretty clear statement. And that's looking likely only because I'm not convinced there's a majority for anything else in the House of Commons, and that is the natural course of events based on the laws that are currently being passed.
And in the past week, we've seen Prime Minister Theresa May being at the forefront of two separate efforts to topple the Prime Minister as leader of a Conservative Party. How will Europe perceive these attacks and what effect will they have on negotiations in Brussels regarding her Chequers plan and Brexit as a whole?
We haven't set forward a plan to them that they can treat sensibly and feel a concern about what's happening here. And once I've said, let's exit to a no deal, good trade arrangement, a good free trade deal would be fantastic. But it's a free trade deal between two sovereign bodies. What Theresa May's Chequers plan is a betrayal of the democratic vote of the people in 2016, a betrayal of her own manifesto, and a betrayal of Britain making us a client state to the European Union. She needs to, or we need to be negotiating with them on a basis of we will be two sovereign states and there is an area of common interest we would like to open up so that we can facilitate the smoothest possible trade whilst being two sovereign bodies. What message she sends to the EU, what message is sent by what's happening in Parliament is really more of the same, that we are a nation not in a clear place, not being clear with them. And in some ways, and it's unlike me to perhaps be nice about the EU, but who can blame them for feeling not feeling they need to put out a sensible negotiating position when we haven't put one to them?
And to go back to one of your earlier points in that last answer, you say that Theresa May's recent Chequers Brexit blueprint is essentially a betrayal of the British people. Now, in the past month, we've seen Brexit being diluted and changed, and in a YouGov poll, more than 60% of those who were sampled thought Brexit was being negotiated inefficiently and essentially Theresa May was doing a poor job. Michael, can the British people still trust the current Conservative UK government?
I don't believe we can trust those currently in power. There is a grouping of people in Number 10, and I believe it probably extends to some of the cabinet, who have no interest in negotiating negotiating a strong deal for Britain in trading with the EU, because actually their interest is keeping us in the EU. It's Brexit in name only in the Chequers plan. There's no doubt about that. We are a rule taker. We become a client state. And that's, as I say, that's not what was said in the EU referendum. That's not what was said in the government's booklet, the £9 million booklet that was sent to everyone. And it's not what was in the Conservative or, for that matter, Labour Party manifesto at the last general election. So, you know, politicians who break the vote that we gave to them, the clear instruction the British people gave to them, and break their own manifestos can't be trusted. Now, parliamentary arithmetic means that the Conservatives are in power and are likely to be for some time. I sense no appetite for a new general election in the country, but the Conservatives, the polling that's coming out at the moment around UKIP's rise and how people see the Chequers plan should be a shot across the bows for the Conservative Party, that they risk putting themselves out of power for a generation if they do not deliver the vote of the people.
Negotiators in London and Brussels must this autumn agree on a treaty on terms for Britain's withdrawal and a plan for future trade relations. Avoiding customs and other disruption on the EU land border with Northern Ireland means the exit treaty is dependent to an extent on how post-Brexit trade will work. The treaty needs parliamentary confirmation in place before Britain leaves in March next year. The success of a 21-month transition period depends on Britain and the EU agreeing a treaty. Without it, many European and British businesses and households face legal uncertainties. The EU executive is expected to brief ministers from 27 member states this Friday on what preparations governments should be making for a cliff edge or a no-deal Brexit. Alexander South, Radio Sputnik.